Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you. Coming up here in about 20 minutes, we will have open line. But first, in studio with us from Quality Motors and Independence, we have Zach and Josh. Gentlemen, how are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing it really, really well. And you guys wanted to come in and talk about a few things. One of the main things you want to talk about, because we're getting to those months where there's going to be hopefully not too much, but there'll be a little bit of ice on the ground. They're talking about snow next week, but you guys wanted to talk about tires.
Yes, sir. And first of all, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll be doing this every Friday morning. At this point in time, we'll pick a new topic every week. First of all, we like to talk about tires. It is getting to those months, but you would like to keep proper air inflation in them as well. Also with proper tire rotations. We recommend those every 5,000 miles.
The usage of tires is one of those things that a car owner kind of overlooks, and they don't really pay much attention to until there's a problem.
Right.
And so we're just trying to bring some awareness, I guess you could say, to to the idea of tires about this time of year, because this is when they really become an issue. You don't want to be stranded on the side of the road and stuck in a snowstorm with a flat tire or something like that. So.
Right. And you don't want bald tires to begin with or something like that, but it comes really apparent this time of year, especially if you end up getting ice and you have bald tires. Yeah, you're just going to keep right sliding right along after you hit your brakes, and that's never a good thing, is it?
No, not at all.
Unless you like an exciting morning.
I like excitement, not that much excitement. So that's a little too exciting for my blood. But also... again, obviously, you want to keep fresh tires, but how often should everybody be like getting their tires rotated?
You recommend tire rotations every 5,000 miles, and that prolongs the life of them, keeps them from doing what's called cupping and making noise while you're driving down the highway there.
And yeah, that sound is never a good sound.
Yeah. Everybody knows that sound.
If you don't rotate your tires often enough, what happens is you start getting a wear pattern on the inside of those vehicles, or on the inside of those tires, and it causes the road noise that you hear, or it could even cause it where it rubs down to the wires on the inside of the tire. And if you just constantly rotate them every time you get an oil change, it prevents that from happening.
So it's kind of like one of those things, you know, they say, you know, change your battery and your fire alarm inside your house every 6 months, or check it every 6 months. When you get an oil change, get your tires rotated as well. So that's kind of a good idea to remember to go ahead and get those things rotated when you get your oil change. Just put it all together, and you should be fine.
Yeah, and it's a lot easier to just do it all in one trip there, too. Just get it all taken in one trip there.
Absolutely. But again, you were talking about a wear pattern. How long... And this may just be by brand of tire. Is there a kind of an average of how long a tire lasts under just like normal wear and tear?
It really depends on also your rotation schedule and proper air inflation, because that can really help with tires. Generally, you're going to get about 40 to 45,000 miles out of a set of street tires. There are tires that say you can go longer too and get 50 or 60,000 miles out of them. Just, and it depends on road conditions and everything along those lines as well.
Road condition and how much you're actually driving, or how hard you're driving them. I mean, if you're like driving really hard and then you slam on your brakes and you leave that long skid mark on the ground, I'm pretty sure that comes off your tire, all that black.
They're going to wear out a little bit sooner.
Yeah, they're just ask the people who do, driving the NASCAR.
Yeah.
They go through a lot of tires every race, because man, those things, I mean, what, they're going like 150 200 miles per hour. Yeah, you're going to burn some tires pretty quickly. I hope nobody's actually doing that out in the streets, because that would be a bad thing.
We don't recommend that.
No, we do not recommend doing that. That could be bad.
I don't identify with those remarks. I've never done that. If the police station is listening, I'm not involved in street racing.
I like the look on his face over here, but anyway, we're having Zach and Josh in from Quality Motors in Independence talking about getting your tires rotated. Also, how often your tires should be changed. Roughly 40 to 50,000 miles is when your tires should be swapped out. And you guys were talking earlier when I was out there talking to you out in the lobby. You said you guys have a special going on right now on tires?
Right now, through the end of this month and all the way through the end of November, we're running a buy three, get the fourth for a dollar special.
That's incredible. I mean,
save you on a tire right now for sure.
Yeah, I may have to go over there and check that out because my car is starting to reach the I think my tires are starting to reach their end because the little light came on, the little exclamation light came on, and I think it's just and I've been airing up my tires. I get them, you know, bounced, aired up, and the light goes away, but like a couple weeks later, it comes back on. So I'm thinking there may be a slow leak in one of the tires or something like that.
Well, a lot of times that happens during colder temperatures because the the temperature on the air in the tire causes it to deflate a little bit quicker. So when the cold weather hits, you're definitely going to see that tire pressure light come on.
Right. My car though right now is at 45,000 miles, and I still have the original tires on it. So
you're still doing pretty good.
Yeah. So I probably do need to get them looked at and get maybe get those swapped out. I need an oil change as well. So I may have to come up to Independence to you guys and get that done. So again, we have Zach and Josh in from the Independence Area Quality Motors talking about tires today, and also talking about when you get your oil change, get your tires rotated as well. Guys, I thank you very much for coming in today. Is there anything else you guys wanted to discuss today?
I think that'll be it.
All right. Well, I thank you very much for coming in. We'll see you guys next week. We'll have a new topic to talk about, and I hope you guys have a fantastic day.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
All right. That was Zach and Josh from Quality Motors in Independence. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have more for you right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.